Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. Kyle Madsen. He's James Ham.
Kyle just lost his mind.
We're hanging out with you till noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they'll take you up to 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. The Insiders is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. No, there's just an email chain happening in Odyssey right now that apparently nobody wants to be on. I've gotten like 9 consecutive emails that says, I'm not the right person for this question. Please remove me from this chat. Or from this email thread. I have no idea.
I'm glad I was never put on the email thread.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I can't wait to go ask the person that's involved what this is about, though, because it's really killing me. There's another one. And it's from everywhere. It's not just Sacramento.
Oh, no.
Here are the markets we have involved in this so far. Hang on, stand by. We have New Orleans.
Oh.
We've got...
New York.
National Promotions.
Yep.
I don't know who this person is from or where this person is from. We got Philadelphia. We've got, somebody else national. Springfield. Nice. This is great.
Oh, wow. I think I am on this as well.
Yeah.
Somebody just emailed everybody.
Come on.
Wait.
I think there's a group that got emailed.
Yeah.
And everybody that's in that group is like, I'm not the right person to ask.
Somebody just responded, unsubscribe.
Yeah, there was a couple people in there a little rubbed the wrong way by this.
Yeah. That's what's so funny. It's like, why are you mad?
Aren't we all coworkers?
You're right.
Yeah, we're all friends.
And it's very clear this was not sent to you specifically.
Yeah.
If it does not regard you, delete it. You have to be mean about it.
No, how about everyone replies so that way a bunch more emails keep going?
Oh, buddy, we break at 16. Bet your ass at 11:16 a.m. you're getting an email from Kyle Madsen.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm replying all.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I might just, I gotta think of a good joke.
I absolutely hate group texts.
Sure.
The biggest thing with group texts is the Apple Watch.
Where it just starts, you can't silence it?
Well, no, it just,
I don't have a single group chat with the notifications turned on. They're all silenced.
It doesn't ding. It just vibrates anytime I get like my wrist, like it vibrates like
yeah.
Like anytime you get like
you can't make that not happen?
Maybe, but I don't know. I try to duck out of every single one of those emails.
Good to know. I'll stop putting you in ESPN 1320 group chats.
We just keep getting.
Do we have an update?
More emails.
This is hilarious.
It is awesome.
Hey guys, unfortunately, the wrong market. It was all the markets.
Everybody.
Stop the insanity. We do not have access. Oh my God, this is so funny. Okay. This is only a problem because everybody keeps replying to say to stop replying.
Yeah, what is going on? This is snowballing.
Are we not in on a? Is there a bit happening that we're not in on?
Maybe.
I guess.
Yeah, we can ask.
That's crazy.
The best part is that the source.
Sacramento.
We can get to the source.
We're gonna go ask the source.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. Big 12 championship. By the way, we're locked in Cincinnati, Iowa State. Iowa State up 8. 10 minutes to go in that game. This is the time of year where I'll start watching college basketball games. That was a nice play. Kessler Edwards looking guy. This is the time of year where, like, if Iowa State pulls away in this game, I'm just going to be convinced to pick Iowa State in the bracket a bunch of times.
Oh.
If Cincinnati comes back and then they wind up being in the bracket, I'll be like, wow, I watched Cincinnati come back against Iowa State. I'm picking them to win their first matchup.
See,
this is how I do this. This is my very scientific method.
I'm totally going to get messed up by, like, I told you yesterday, I was sitting. Me and my oldest went to lunch. I look up at the screen. I'm like, hey, Cal's playing. And they're playing Virginia Tech in the ACC championship, in their tournament, the ACC tournament. And I look up. I'm like, oh, yeah, Paige's son is on this team. And next thing you know, Andre started hitting like one three after another. And
how many did he finish with?
He had 29 points.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was spectacular. 11 of 20 shooting, of nice. Course, you know, Jesuit's own, Andrei Stoyakovic. So, yeah, just absolutely spectacular breakout game for him. I don't know. He's 20 years old, 6'7" wing. I don't know if he's going to be in the draft this year or not, but he's a transfer to Cal from Stanford. He played at Stanford last year, and then, of course, their head coach left, and so he moved over to Cal, playing for Mark Madsen.
Nice. Yeah. Think he comes out of the draft this year?
There's a chance. I think what he'll do is he'll test. He'll test the draft waters this year and see what they look like. And if it's something that makes sense and they think he'll go in the first round, they'll probably leave him in the draft. If not, he'll probably go back to school for one more year.
We're all rooting for him, right? Like, he's just going to be a guy that we all root for. Unless he winds up with, like, the Lakers.
No, you should totally root for him. I mean, it's Peja's son. And he's a Sacramento kid. He's grown up here. And,
yeah.
You know, salute. Like, I don't know why it says his hometown is Carmichael, because that's Sacramento. Like,
if we learned anything about the NBA draft this year, it's to draft the Sacramento guy.
The Sacramento guys are way better than you think. He's had a rough shooting year. Andre has at Cal. He's shooting like 30% from three and like 41, 42% overall. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a rough transition year, but, you know, he's still averaging over 16 points a game and long, athletic. Yeah.
Big night tonight for the Sacramento Kings. They're not playing, but a bunch of games are going to impact them in the standings. Mm-hmm. The Clippers, of course, the team directly ahead of them. Lost last night to the Pelicans, and now they have to hit the second night of a back-to-back in Miami against the Miami Heat. So there's a chance that the Clippers lose again, and the Kings, without playing, gain an entire game on the Clippers. If you root for the Kings, you are a big Miami Heat fan tonight.
Oh, yeah. And the Heat aren't very good.
The Heat are not that effective of a ball club.
No, they are.
I don't feel awesome about their chances to win tonight, but it is second night of a back-to-back for the Clippers.
Yeah. Of course, the Heat have lost four in a row. They're 29-35 on the season.
Fine.
They're going to be a play-in team no matter what, because the 76ers are, you know, seven games behind them in the total. Seven games in the loss column, but seven games overall. They're the team that's on the outside looking in, but you never know. Plus, I don't know, did Kawhi play last night? Because if Kawhi played last night, he might not play tonight.
Ah, good point.
Because I don't think he plays
Kawhi
on back-to-back.
Kawhi was good last night, too. He was really good last night. He's starting to look like Kawhi again.
Yeah?
Yeah. Clippers might be a little dangerous.
Well.
I mean.
Their schedule isn't that difficult.
TBD on whether they can keep all their dudes on the court, but if they do.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Say that about the Clippers for the seventh consecutive year.
It's really crazy that like a 47-year-old Nick Batum starts over Derrick Jones Jr. Because every time the Kings play Derrick Jones Jr., he lights them up. I mean, he's so good. You're like, what in the world? How is he good now?
And he's just always open in the corner.
Always. And he hits every single time. I've seen him shoot.
So many big threes the other night.
Yeah.
There was one.
Torched the Kings.
He hit two where it was like exact same play. And he hit it shot from the exact same spot and did the exact same celebration. I was like, is this a replay? Did I miss something?
Weird. Weird.
Nick Batum, only 36.
Only 36.
Big winner of the Court of Gold documentary for me. I was neutral on Nick Batum. Now I'm in. Big Nick Batum guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still need to get back to that.
You do.
I do.
It's really good.
I know.
You're going to like Nick Batum a lot.
It's funny. Derrick Jones Jr., when Monty McNair took over the Kings, right? And you got to remember, it's the really weird transition year where everything is pushed back into like October, September, October, because of the pandemic. The first player the Kings called, they got the first interview via Zoom with Derrick Jones Jr. That was the guy they were trying to chase. So it's not like they haven't tried to go get that type of player. Mm-hmm. But he was coming off, I think, a couple of years in Portland, I want to say. No, he went to Portland. Maybe it was Chicago, and then he went to Portland, then back to Chicago. I can't remember where he started his career. But he's one of those guys that the Kings have looked at and tried to get early on in his career. Mm-hmm. And he's just, like, he developed last year out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good for him.
Clippers Heat is the game I'm locking into tonight, so that's where my underdog lineup's going to be.
Oh.
I want your help with this.
Okay.
Download the Underdog app, promo code KyleM to sign up. Unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus credits. Here's what I'm looking at tonight. Bam Adebayo, 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists. That is something that what I do on games like this is I just pick the thing I want to follow.
Okay.
And Bam Adebayo, points, rebounds, and assists against Ivica Zubats. That should be a fun matchup. Do we want to go higher or lower on 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Bam?
That just seems really low. Bam on the season is at 18-10 and 4.4.
All right, so about 32.
Wow.
So I agree with you. It feels like a low number. And every single time there's a number where I'm like, that's way too low. Give me higher. The person finishes with 17-7-2.
Yeah. I don't know. After watching Zubats play the other night,
good again last night.
Yeah. I think that Bam's going to have a tough time like hitting those numbers.
Okay. So we'll go lower on Bam.
Okay.
James Harden, 8.5 assists.
Ooh, he's starting to cook with the assists. What do you have? 18 last night? 17 last night?
I got a bunch.
Yeah. I'm going to go, higher.
I am too. Because I think that's something the Heat are going to game plan for is like get the ball out of his hands. And James Harden is just a really effective player. If you're going to, he threw a couple of dimes to Zubats last night that were just sick. Like I'm kind of out on James Harden as a player,
mm-hmm.
but there's no denying his talent offensively.
He's still great.
Freaking sick. So I'll go higher. I'll go higher on James Harden assists, 8.5. Tyler Hero points plus assists, 27.5.
Okay, so let me think. That's a tough one.
So I part of me wants to lean under.
Uh-huh.
Or excuse me, lower. Part of me wants to lean lower on 27.5 points and assists for Tyler Hero because the Clippers are so capable defensively. They have so many different guys they can throw at a guy like Tyler Hero. But at the same time, every team throws what they can at Tyler Hero because he's the only major offensive threat on the perimeter, and he cooks anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to go higher.
I am too.
I mean, on the season, Hero's averaging 23.8, and he's averaging 5.7 assists.
Yeah.
Those are really good numbers.
I need him to get 22-6 tonight.
22-6. Okay. But now I'm
21-7?
I'm panning back to what Zach LaVine looked like. And was it the second night of the back-to-back, or was it their defensive scheme where, again, Zach LaVine only had 10 shot attempts?
That was against the Knicks, though.
Oh, no, you're right. That was against the Knicks. And Zach LaVine went for 30 against the Clippers.
Right.
I'm going higher.
We're going higher. I need 24-4. Could I get 24-4? 23-5? I like that. I'm going to go higher. And then Zubats, higher or lower than half a double-double?
Half a double? What do you mean?
Does he get a double-double or not?
Oh, yeah, he's getting a double-double.
He's higher. Getting a double-double.
Yeah, he's rolling right now. Although it is second out of back-to-back, but I think he's rolling.
Lower, higher, higher, higher. Great. Yeah.
I think the problem with Zubats, the matchup there for Bam, is that Bam doesn't shoot the three ball, so you're really playing to the strengths of Zubats.
Right.
Letting him stay in the game longer than he might.
Yeah, and hang out in the paint.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's a game I'm locking into tonight. Clips Heat.
That's a good game. My lineup. It should be a good game.
Would love for you to all play along. I'll do the read later. I don't want to keep talking about this right now. I'm done with Clippers Heat. Suns at Rockets. Are you pulling for the Suns or the Rockets if you're the Kings tonight?
Pulling for the Suns.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
trying to drop the Rockets down.
I think there is a possibility, but I don't know. There's so much separation at this point.
Or do you just want to keep the Suns as far away as possible? That's my thing. Eliminating as many chances for the Kings to fall to 10.
Well, fall out of the play-in. That's sure. The worst case scenario, but sure. I just don't think that that's going to be the case with Dallas sitting in between you and and again, I don't think it really matters. You're talking about a one game play-in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we do want the Suns to keep losing because you would much rather play Dallas.
No.
If you're the Kings, you would much rather play Dallas.
In a one-game setting, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right, we'll root for the Rockets.
That's right.
Mavs at Spurs, De'Aaron. Please. Help. The Spurs need to win.
Yes.
They need a Mavericks loss. And the Mavs just beat the Spurs 133-129 two nights ago.
Man.
We need a Spurs victory tonight.
I'm surprised De'Aaron has not shut it down yet. I think we're still waiting for that moment.
It seems like he's soft quitting.
It does. I think quitting. There is a moment, though, that I think that he's going to go in for surgery, and there's a date that they've already sort of discussed, but they haven't.
And he's just going to play until then?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the pinky, again, that pinky should have been operated on early in the season.
Yep.
And the only reason it wasn't was because the Kings were in, a playoff hunt.
Sure. So. And then we've got Wolves at Nuggets, obviously pulling for the Nuggets in this one. You need to see the Wolves, the seven seed, get knocked down a little bit. If the Wolves win this one, though, they've been playing really well. If they beat the Nuggets in Denver, I'm going to start taking Minnesota very seriously. I've been hesitant all year because I don't like their pieces, but it looks like it might be starting to come together a little bit. And if they go into Denver and win, it's going to be hard not to take them serious.
Okay.
But you're rooting for a Nuggets win. Pull that seven seed down a half game.
That would be a good thing.
Big night tonight for the Kings. All right. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jim Garfinkel in the chatty house asked a dynamite question regarding the Kings' record against teams that are 500 or better. It's not good. We've talked about it, or teams that are better than 500. We talked about it yesterday, but he asked a great question about it moving forward that I would love to get into next. We will do that on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader.
It is March college basketball time, which means I have new copy points from Underdog. Grab your phone and your dancing shoes. It's time to make entries on March college basketball with Underdog. Nothing beats March basketball. Bring the fun of a bracket to every game day by making entries on Underdog. Hey, that's legit. I'm going to stop right here. I don't want to do the bit of reading the copy points verbatim anymore. That's facts, because I am terrible at brackets, which means by the second or third round, I'm done.
Mm.
And so the games are less fun that way. With Underdog, I'm going to be able, every game, every dribble of the basketball, every pass, every shot, every score is going to matter to me. So I'm still going to do my little bracket thing. But when that inevitably, my bracket's busted after the first or second round, I will still have Underdog to lean on. And you should very much do the same. It is going to enhance the March basketball experience. And it's not just college. You can do college. You can do NBA. They've got all your favorite teams, all your favorite leagues, all your favorite players on Underdog. Download the Underdog app and sign up now using promo code KYLEM to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus credits when you make your first deposit. God, it's a great deal. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code KYLEM. Claim your special offer today and get up to $1,000 in bonus credits instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Sac Hoop updates on ESPN 1320 are brought to you by Capital Casino, Sacramento's number one poker room, featuring breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the Capital Cafe and Restaurant. Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Kyle here, James there, Joe over there. Coming to a Little League coaching clinic near you. Should coming out at youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. We have a lot of fun at the breaks. Quick update on our email thread. It's over.
No.
Yeah, all message went out saying stop.
Yeah.
Everybody stop.
When we got the all caps, what did the email say? If you missed it earlier, somebody in error sent a message out to company-wide and it began this reply all chain of people asking to stop replying all or saying that it's the wrong market or the wrong station or whatever. And then somebody sent out an email to that same group, subject line, all caps, "Everyone stop replying all, please. She sent this email in error to everyone." And then the message is that same thing, all caps, with "thank you."
Thank you.
So I decided not to reply all.
I was going to ask if you're going to, I mean, that'd be a bold move.
Way later, like after the show.
You could wait, and then I think that's a great idea. Yeah, give it an hour.
Wrong market.
Give it an hour.
There was like 17 replies, 16 replies. That didn't go long enough. That should have been, they should have let it go like totally astray.
One time when I was in San Francisco at the Odyssey station there, 95.7 The Game, salute, shout out. Somebody got like some promotion and they sent out a company-wide email or a cluster-wide email saying, cluster is the collection of radio stations. They sent out a cluster-wide email that was like, congratulations to so-and-so on their promotion. And a bunch of people started replying all. And a host who will remain nameless replied all like, hey, this is nice, but can you please stop replying all? Which, of course, led everybody at 95.7, without talking to each other, to all replying all. Every person who worked at 95.7 sent a message like, congrats, wow, great job. We had a really good time with that.
That's amazing.
Shoulder, shoulder, shoulder. Jim Garfinkel in the chatty house, youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320. That's a great question that we're going to go through.
Okay.
Said, hey guys, I know Chris Biederman is dead to you. That's facts. Thank you for acknowledging that, Jim. But he showed a stat of the Kings being 11-21 against teams 500 or better. I believe the stat is above 500.
Okay.
With 11 games left, against teams that are 500 or better, what's the over-under? That's a great question.
Whew.
The teams currently above 500 that they have left on the schedule. Golden State. Can you pull up the standings and confirm some of these for me?
Okay.
Phoenix is not above 500, correct?
No, Phoenix is a 30-35.
Okay. Memphis is. Cleveland is. Milwaukee is. Boston. OKC above 500?
Yeah, just a little bit. 41 games above 500.
Orlando is not, correct?
Orlando is currently 30-36, but the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference.
Indiana is?
Yes, Indiana is 36-28.
Washington, so close, but not quite.
13-51. They're only 38 games away from 500.
Got Washington and Charlotte in consecutive games. Cleveland above. My Detroit Pistons above 500, Denver and the Clippers. 11. Okay. What are we setting the over-under for the Kings on wins in those 11 games against teams above 500? Setting it at 4.5.
Yeah, I would. You might set it at 5.5. But yeah, that's tough. So we have 11 games. How many games are left? 18?
18.
So 7 games against sub-500 teams.
Yeah, and 2 of those are Phoenix.
Okay. Boy.
And Orlando, who's tough.
Yeah. But then you have a couple
of Portland, who's playing well.
Yeah, and Portland is playing better.
Better, yeah.
Boy.
I'm setting the over-under at 4.5 because of these 11, you have the Cavaliers twice.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't see it. Maybe you get them. Like, it's the NBA, any given night. And then you have Boston, who, of course, you've already beat this year, but they might take it a little more seriously now.
Uh-huh.
And then you have Oklahoma City the next night.
Oof.
I'm taking those 4 off the board, which leaves us at 7. And then I knocked off 2.5 from that. 3.5 from that. Down to 4.5.
Okay, I'm with you. It's 4.5. But like, again, I think the second to the last game of the season, I think you can beat the Clippers if that game doesn't matter.
Okay.
Again, Denver, super
probably
late.
Playing for seeding.
April 9th, Denver's already won the season series. They probably will have locked up the 2 seed by then. And I'm going to say there's a possibility. Yeah, because LeBron's out for, you know, a week.
Have we discussed the gravity of that yet?
No.
Like, that's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal, but I mean, I think they're saying 1 to 2 weeks. So there's a possibility that not only will he be back in time to save the 65 games and, mm-hmm. and continue his, what's he got, a streak of 20 or 21 consecutive All-NBA nods.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's something crazy.
Is that right? Didn't he have a year recently where he didn't play a bunch? Did he still make it that year?
Huh.
Oh my God.
And I'm looking at that, the Cleveland at Detroit. That's tough, man.
He has been All-NBA every year since 2005.
Yeah.
That's insane. I was in ninth grade. I was a freshman in high school when this streak started. I have graduated high school. I have graduated college in 5 years. I liked it so much. And now I work here. I'm 34 years old. And LeBron's just been an all-NBA guy the whole time.
That is wild.
Yeah, he made third team the year he played 55 games.
I think we're going to find out a lot about who the Kings are right now. Like this next two-game stretch right here where you've got Golden State on Thursday, followed by Phoenix on the second night of a back-to-back on Friday, that's going to tell us like who they are going down the stretch. Like we just saw one of the worst games that they've played all season long, and certainly one of the worst games they played under Doug Christie. What do they look like coming back? They have 2 days rest. They're getting Domantas Sabonis back likely. Like we're not sure yet, but there's a good chance. He got Malik Monk with a couple of days of practice. You know, Jake LaRavia will probably be healthy by then. So you get to this game on Thursday. That's such a huge game. And then a back-to-back, you got to come back and play the next night against Phoenix in Phoenix. Like, what do you look like?
I think that is we'll learn a lot against Golden State, but they're also, what do we say, 12-2 since the trade deadline?
Yeah, they're really good. I think they're 9-1 in their last 10.
Yeah, they've been playing really well. So even if you come out and just play well against Golden State, and I'm expecting them to, because we harped on this yesterday, but Doug, after the Knicks game, saying that's not us, I think he's right, and I think you're going to see a much better version of the Kings on Thursday. Does that result in a win? Don't know. But if they just play well on Thursday and then go in and get a win Friday against Phoenix, it'll all feel like, okay, a little bump in the road there where you have a tough loss to the Clippers and then second night of back-to-back, you lose to the Knicks. Play well against Golden State. Just couldn't get there. You lost three in a row, but a back in against Phoenix, you win on the road, second night of a back-to-back. That's impressive. Then you get the weekend to come home and get ready to play Memphis and Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the one nice thing. They do have a break before they have the Monday game. But it's going to be tough. You got Memphis followed by the Cavs, followed by the Bulls. The Bulls should be a simple game. But then you have the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Thunder in three games and four nights, including a back-to-back at home against the Celtics and Thunder. Is that the worst back-to-back you've ever seen?
That's pretty brutal, dude. The two finals favorites? Just back-to-back?
Yeah, just back-to-back. Oh, they're at home, though.
Great. You're gonna start that stretch by playing Milwaukee on Saturday.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Three games in four nights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday, Monday, Tuesday against Milwaukee, Boston, and OKC.
Yeah, that's tough.
Good God. The one of the like common refrains over the last couple of seasons that we've had with the Kings is you have to win like these winnable games, and that's it's never been more important than this stretch, because your games against teams that are not above 500, you got Phoenix twice, Chicago, Portland, Orlando, Washington, Charlotte, Phoenix. If you're taking care of business in those games, in those seven games, if you go 5-2. That gives you some leeway if you drop back-to-back games against Boston and OKC, like you're okay. You've got a cushion. You don't want to put yourself in a position where you're going into that Milwaukee, Boston, OKC, three games, four nights, where like, hey, you have to go 2-1. You need to go 2-1 in these three games. Figure it out. Because that's a very, very tall mountain to have to climb.
Yeah, I mean, I look at that three-game stretch against the Bucks, OKC and Boston.
Can you get one?
I don't know if you can get one.
That's going to be the hope.
Yeah, the hope, but
but that's okay. Like, that's what I'm saying is, you go through that stretch where you go, okay, 1-2, but if you've beaten Chicago and you beat Memphis and you beat Phoenix or you beat Golden State,
mm-hmm.
now you just this is all about giving yourself cushion for that stretch. For me, you've got 5 games against Golden State, Phoenix, Memphis, Cleveland, and Chicago. Can you go 3-2? And I don't know if they can.
They're going to have to steal a couple of games against
against
teams above 500. Yep. I mean, again, they're 33 wins right now. We said they have 7 games against sub 500 yep. teams, but
if you just win those, that puts you at 40 wins.
Okay.
Which you need to go 3-8 against the other teams, against the 11 teams above 500.
Okay.
You got to go 3-8 to get to 43, which I think comfortably puts you in 9.
You're either 9 or 10. Like, but if you lose twice to Phoenix, you're in trouble. Man. Although you're in trouble of being the 10 seed, I don't think there's any way Dallas is going to hold in.
Yeah, I don't think Phoenix and Dallas are both going to be good enough. And frankly, I don't think the Kings are going to be so bad that they're going to fall off so far that both of those teams leapfrog them.
Yeah.
So I'm less worried about falling out of the play-in. It's more just can you win enough to get up to the 7 or 8 seed? Massive question mark for me.
Mm-hmm.
But B, can you at least host the 9-10 game? Can you make sure that you're not going on the road twice in the play-in just to earn the 8 seed where you're going on the road for 4 out of 7 games against OKC? That is not a scenario you want to put yourself in.
No. No.
Mm.
It's going to be tough. And, like, look, Dallas is so beat up. It's, I've never seen anything like this. Like, their injury report is, like, Anthony Davis out, Daniel Gafford out, Jaden Hardy out, Kyrie Irving out, Kai Jones out, Derek Lively out, Olivier Maxens-Prosper out for the season, PJ Washington is day-to-day, and Brandon Williams is day-to-day, and same with Dante Exum. Like, this is just wild. They went into a game the other night where they got down to 8, where they started a game with 8 players. They had, in the third quarter, Brandon Williams pulled his hamstring, Kessler Edwards, and I can't remember who else, they hit heads, and both had to go get stitches, and they got to a point in the game where they only had the 5 players on the floor, no one else. And then Kessler Edwards was able to come back at the 6-minute mark of the fourth and give them a 6th person, but with stitches. It's wild.
What a curse season. I'm setting the over-under to answer the question that started this segment. Over-under on wins in the 11 games against teams above 500. I'm setting it at 4.5.
Hmm.
I think you can get Golden State to get to 5. It'd be Golden State, Memphis, Indiana, Detroit, and then one of Denver or the Clippers. That gives you 5.
Okay.
The rest of them are Cleveland, OKC, and Boston. And Milwaukee. I think you can get Milwaukee, too. They're going to have to play really well.
Yeah, you're going to have to play really well to get to 5. And, like, if you somehow got to 6, and then you made no mistakes. If you had 6 wins and you made no mistakes against sub-500 teams, which there are some good teams in there, that puts you at 13 wins and puts you at 46. Interesting.
46.
I don't think they win 46 games. My guess is 44.
Okay.
So 11 they and... should be a, that, oof, that 11 they, and 6. I don't know.
I think they can. Maybe I'm a sucker, dude. Maybe I think too highly of what these dudes are made of. But
I just moved to 43.5. That's
like
my
if you had, but if we had done this exact same conversation after they beat the hell out of San Antonio, I think it would be a little bit different because we'd be looking and going, "Man, that Denver game, they were in control. They could have won." If we had done it after they lost to the Clippers,
if they would have beat the Clippers, if that shot wouldn't have gone in,
right? If Kawhi Leonard's shot bounces away from the net instead of into it, we're going, "All right, hey, you've already beat the Clippers once." Like, the conversation is so different, just based on like a bounce of the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt and be like, there's no reason they shouldn't be the 6th seed. Like, that's far off for now. But you start talking 44, 45, like, All right. I'll be the optimist here.
Okay.
You can get to 45.
Kyle's the optimist. I didn't know that was going to happen today.
But boy, you lose to Golden State. What I fear is you have a really tough loss against Golden State, because I do think they're going to play better, and I don't think Golden State's just going to wipe them out. But if you have another game where it's just a brutal loss on the front end of a back-to-back, where you now have to go to Phoenix, who's trying to fight for the 10 seed, and you're on the road, second night, back-to-back, that's where I start to get concerned. Because if you drop both of these and now you lose four in a row, now you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Now now we're like, all right, how do you hold on to a 10 seed?
Yep.
So, fingers crossed, man. It's going to be really exciting. Playoff games, basically, playoff atmosphere the rest of the way for the Kings. And I think that's going to be the theme of the rest of the season. He's James. I'm Kyle. Joe Brazil behind the glass. We have the handoff coming up. One of D'Lo or KC will be jumping in with us next here on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader. Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, that's him, 25, right? He definitely has a name on the back of his jersey.
The entire name is on the back of the jersey?
Yeah, for sure. There's no way. It's probably just small print.
It's got to be like a
yeah. Look,
18
see, it goes.
Font.
That's all the way across of his shoulders.
They've got to abbreviate it. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's a lot
9,
of letters.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 letters.
Man,
does he really have a 16-letter last name on the back of his jersey?
He definitely does. I'm buying you one now.
Is it stacked?
I think you can do that with NIL. Yeah. Two lines. Hyphenated.
Oh, my gosh.
Get to the handoff with Damian Marling here shortly on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Damian, hey, hello. Good morning. Hi.
I wasn't sure if you were in commercial or on the air. I couldn't tell.
Yes! Sorry, I was late. I've wanted to do that for... thank you. Wow. I've wanted that to be the vibe.
Oh, very good.
Because you guys do such a good job of that. Where I'll literally be in here. I hear you guys go to break. I sit in Studio One before my Friday hit with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I'll hear you go to break, which is my cue. I'll go, okay, I'm in there. So I know you guys are at break when I get in here. And there's been days where it'll be like 8 minutes into my hit. And I'm like, hey, are we on?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no signal that we're actually on. So that makes me happy that the vibes were such that you didn't know if we were at break or not.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You're killing it.
Thanks, man.
Oh, our guy just had a big bucket.
Nice. Yeah, that's him. Nikita Konstantinovsky, for sure.
Nice.
We're locked into Big 12 basketball and ACC basketball today.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
It's been our big thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
The Kings have 11 games left with teams above 500.
Okay.
Teams currently above 500.
Okay. 11.
Setting the over-under at 4.5 wins in those 11 games. Would you like to hear the teams?
Sure.
Golden State.
Yep.
Memphis.
Yep.
Cleveland.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Boston. OKC.
Jesus Christ.
Milwaukee, Boston, OKC. 3 games in 4 nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indiana.
Okay.
Cleveland. Detroit.
Yeah, Cleveland twice. That's great.
Denver. Detroit's and the Clippers.
Denver, the Clippers. 4.5.
4.5.
I'll take the over.
Okay.
5-6.
5-6. Okay.
I'm going to take the under. 4-7.
I think you can get Denver, LA, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you could get Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can get one of the big ones. Pause. I think you can get the Bucks, the Thunder, or the Celtics. I think you could get one of those.
What about the Warriors?
Yeah, I think you can get Golden State.
I'd feel a lot better about it.
The gettable ones are...
I don't feel great about that game tomorrow. But I never feel great about Warrior games, like, ever.
Yeah.
Never do.
No, the games I think that I'm going into it going, oh, they can win tonight. Like, they can... It's the NBA. Anybody can win on any night.
Yeah.
But Golden State, Memphis, Milwaukee, Indiana, Detroit, Denver, and the Clippers. That's 7 of those.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston, OKC, and the 2 Cavs ones, if you get one of those 4, 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
But there's, so that means there's seven, I think, that you go in and you're like, okay, you can get this one.
Yeah.
Not they will, but I think they can. And I think they're going to play better against Golden State tomorrow. Again, does that lead to a win? Don't know. Golden State's playing really well right now. So
yeah,
it just may not matter.
I just don't love that. I just don't love Warriors games. I just,
because of number 30.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty much why.
Yeah.
But we'll see. They've had good, you know, they've been pretty good in terms of like bouncing back. You know,
right.
I think the New York game notwithstanding, I think that's tough. The circumstance of that game, the double, you know, the doubleheader, the back to back. I think that's tough. I don't think the New York Knicks was the bounce back game. You know, even though the Clippers game went the way that it went, the bounce back game is tomorrow.
Yeah,
and it's a tall ask, but mm-hmm. That's the one. I definitely have my eye on that one. Plus, it's the first night of another back-to-back.
Right.
You know, you have all of the, you have like these, this series. This is like the second of a series of like three back-to-backs in, you know, a week and a half span or whatever. So this is a, it's stretch a little bit. It's playoff basketball time for Sacramento.
That's it.
Like, you're going to be a part of this or not?
That's it.
And where are you going to be? Like, I'm confident they're going to be a part of it in some way, shape, or form, but is it one and you're in, or are we having to do what we did last year?
Yeah.
I feel like they really turned a corner with that, the four-game win streak, you know, the win against the Rockets, wins against the Mavs. I thought they played Denver really, really well. I thought they played, you know, the game against the Spurs, totally professional win. And then you get to the tough game against the Clippers. And to be honest with you, I thought it was a very, very good game. If they play with that intensity tonight, I think that...
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Sorry. Tomorrow night against Golden State. If they play with the same intensity and the same sort of like force that they played in some of these other games, I think that they can beat both the Warriors and the Suns. I think they can beat Memphis. I don't know that they can beat the Cavs, but I know they'll beat the Bulls. Like, so that puts you at least at a good stretch here of games.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't come out with that intensity, if they come out and play soft like they did against the Knicks, like,
I don't feel like they played soft against the Knicks. I think they just couldn't. Maybe they did defensively.
I felt like they punted pretty early to me.
I felt like the game ended pretty early.
That's it. You're down 15 after one. You're on the second night of a back-to-back. They just hit everything. You hit nothing. It's like, all right.
I think they regrouped at halftime, made that one run, and then saw it immediately go away, and then it was like, I think they knew. That was our, we came out throwing haymakers, we're gassed, this is over.
Yeah, and it's immediately back to 15.
But I never, like, I thought it was more of just, I thought they had some good looks, particularly early in the first, or not early in the first quarter, but particularly in the first quarter, probably the second part of the first quarter. And they just didn't fall, and that lead just started stretching, and then maybe it's what you said, they kind of punted a little bit early.
Yeah.
It was 15-14, they were down. And then they just stopped, like, going to loose balls. Like the ball bounced out of bounds twice. They let a Knicks player just run around them and go scoop up another one. Like they just stopped moving. It looked like their feet were stuck in concrete. And then OG Anunoby just said, oh, you guys aren't playing that hard. I'm just going to run through you guys.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, I kind of looked at this game and said, it was a little bit of soft loss.
Yeah.
I think if they play with force, I think they have a chance, and I think they have enough talent that they can be competitive in every game.
Force meaning like aggressiveness?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Like when they come out and play the way they did against the Clippers, like they played against the Clippers like they needed that game.
Yeah.
If they, and we've seen them play like that against bad teams on front ends of back-to-backs, back end of back-to-back. Like we've seen that. That's just kind of been their calling card under Doug Christie. We can complain about the roster all we want.
Yeah.
It's like they have enough talent that when they play hard, they're at minimum competitive.
100%.
And so if you can get that down the stretch, if you can ratchet up your urgency to match the moment, then I don't hate the idea of going 5-6 in those 11 games. But if you're going to have, if you're going to maybe play really well against Golden State and lose, and then lose on the second night of a back-to-back in Phoenix because like, oh, well, we're on the road, it's a back-to-back, schedule loss or whatever, then I don't love that mindset going forward.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think that's a mindset they have.
I don't think so either.
I think it could be a mindset you wind up in midway through the third. You know what I mean? Like if Kevin Durant has 32 and you can't, like, it's one of those, like, it's the McBride threes thing. What do we do?
Yeah.
Like, I can visualize that, but this team, especially under this coach, they've been tough and they've been responsive, and hopefully they'll be the same tomorrow on national TV.
That's what I think we're gonna get. Maybe
and
I'm
it's
wrong.
Tough. Like, what? I mean, is the number right 10-0 with Jimmy Butler in the lineup?
No, not 10-1.
Is it 10-1? 12-2 since the trade deadline. They're 10-1 in their last 11 games.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but Jimmy didn't play in the Philadelphia game. What's the other game that Golden State lost? And did Jimmy play in it?
Because
I thought they had won Mavs? 10 straight with Jimmy Butler.
I'll look right now.
Yeah, look at that.
I feel like Jimmy only missed one game.
I think they lost one with Jimmy. I think it was the Mavs.
Okay.
They have, they lost to the Mavs. You're right. Okay. Yeah, the
12-2 since the deadline.
And Jimmy played in that game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The game he didn't play was Philadelphia that they lost.
My mistake.
And what's his name went for 40? Quentin Grimes.
Oh, that's right. Quentin Grimes game.
Do you know how frustrating it was? Because the Kings game was on that night. I'm watching the Kings, and I'd go check the Warriors score every once in a while. I'm looking at the box score. I'm like, he's got how many?
That's
got to be wrong. That's got to be off. It's got to be Maxey.
Did you see Tyrese's shot last night?
Yes.
Spectacular. Did you see how many he finished with?
No.
He finished with 14 points. He had 10 points prior to that shot going in. That was his game, but he walks away the hero. It was an incredible shot.
Do you think it was a foul?
I didn't really see it. So we were watching it. Casey and I were watching it at Sky River, and they were I saw Giannis. Like, we can't hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw Giannis, and I was like, did they call a foul? Mm-hmm. And they show the replay. I was like, there's no foul. And then he goes to the line, and I'm like, oh my God. This league is tough.
Yeah.
This league is brutal.
In that spot to blow the whistle.
Oh, man. Oof. Wow.
And there wasn't enough to overturn it.
Oh,
Jesus.
Man. That was tough.
Good win for the Pacers, though.
That was a hell of a win for the Pacers.
Big time.
Yeah, it was a hell of a win.
What do you guys got coming up on D'Lo and Casey?
Probably a lot of this. I think we have some differing opinions on Stephen A's appearance on Jackass's podcast, so we'll talk about that.
He was on Draymond's podcast?
No, the other Jackass. Oh. No, I don't. Draymond's whatever. I can't. Gilbert Arenas makes me sick.
Oh, like, dude,
I wouldn't listen to
Gilbert
Arenas for anything.
That guy sucks.
But he was on the podcast, so I listened to him. You know, I listened to his phony explanation about LeBron James, and him and I, it's very clear by our prep sheet, we do not agree on this, so it should be a interesting conversation.
Should be a great time. D'Lo and KC coming up next. James and I done for today. We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. Until then, drink water. Be nice, people. Bye.